Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast. This month is National Suicide Awareness Month, and we're going to carry that theme throughout our broadcast this week. In fact, we're going to lead off with Kristen Wesson. She's the newest member of our counseling department. She's the mental health counselor here at Northeast. And first of all, Kristen, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and it's a pleasure to have you on board with us here at Northeast. We're going to talk more about your role in just a moment, but let's talk about the month of September. A very critical month when it comes to National Suicide Awareness Month.
It is. And according to NAMI and the American College Health Foundation, there are about 1,200 suicides on college campuses every year. Many people are very surprised to hear of that many college students, you know, committing suicide. What is surprising to me is that suicide is the second leading cause of death in the 18 to 25-year-old population. It is the most preventable cause of death because the first cause of death is unintentional injuries, so meaning car accidents, things of that nature. So it is the leading preventable cause of death in the college-age demographic. Another surprising statistic that I found, around 75% of the ones who are successful with suicide or attempt suicide do not seek help on campus from the mental health centers or from any of the counselors. So I was very surprised to learn that. Also, while we've had a mental health survey and we don't have the final statistics yet, I want to say thank you to Michael Byrd for taking an interest in that for his capstone project. We don't have the final numbers, but I think the administration was very surprised to hear of the students who have actually contemplated suicide within the last year. Another part of my research has led me to see that more than 50% of college students have contemplated suicide at some point across the nation.
Wow. Those are some shocking numbers.
It is shocking. And I've actually come across students who are surprised to hear that themselves, you know, that college is such a good time in your life and, you know, you have every reason to be happy, but, you know, that tells us differently.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of places even more importance on why we brought you on board here to Northeast.
Yes.
I know we all talk about we strive for student success here at Northeast, but we also provide, I'm very proud of our student services that we can provide to our students. Let's talk about your role here at Northeast.
My role here at Northeast, I am a licensed professional counselor in the state of Mississippi. I have 10 years experience in the mental health field. So I'm very happy to be here to serve the students with individual therapy, hopefully some group therapy in the future if we have interest. Also, my job is to spread awareness about suicide prevention, drug and alcohol prevention, topics like that. I've been in the union several days, you know, passing out information about suicide awareness this month, just in September. I hope to implement monthly workshops on various topics like stress management, resilience, assertiveness, setting boundaries among those topics, and hopefully, you know, implement different programs in the future. I hope my, you know, service grows over the years.
Absolutely. And I think that places even more emphasis on the importance of mental health in the college population.
Right. Mental health is a very growing concern in our society, and I feel that the students are very fortunate to have an administration who cares enough to hire a mental health counselor to serve them, just because therapy is not always accessible to everyone when they need it. So college life is a big adjustment for our traditional and our non-traditional students. All these freshmen are away from home for the first time. They have freedom. They have independence that they didn't have. You know, high school is very structured. Here it's not as structured, so they kind of struggle with that newfound independence that they do have. For our non-traditional students, you know, they juggle family obligations, they juggle household responsibilities, and on top of schoolwork. So, you know, they tend to have a big adjustment period when they come to college. A lot of them haven't been in college in several years, and so they kind of have a lot of anxiety when they first come back, when they read that syllabus and see all those things that are due over the semester. So when you're going through big adjustments in life, it isn't unreasonable to feel emotions that you have a problem with dealing with. So that's where my role comes in.
Now, Kristen, what do we need to do when we think someone may be suicidal?
When someone may be suicidal, there are warning signs to look for. First off, these are specifically for the college population. If they have a sudden decrease in school performance, a fixation with death, unhealthy peer relationships or a lack of connectedness with their peers, that's a clear warning sign as well. So things like violent mood swings, personality changes, they could also be involved in abusive relationships, have signs of an eating disorder, show rage, talk about revenge, sleeping too much or too little, also reckless behaviors, which can involve alcohol and drugs, an increase in using those. Also, when they talk about being a burden to others, talk about being in unbearable pain, those are clear warning signs that should be taken very seriously. So what people need to do when they think they know someone who may be suicidal, ask them directly, are you thinking about killing yourself? There is a common misconception that this puts the idea in their head to kill themselves when it in fact does not. People need to be very direct on that because you can kind of skirt around the issue and you can miss a lot when you do that. So ask them directly, are you thinking of killing yourself? Are you thinking of hurting yourself? Also listen to them without judging them. Don't be argumentative with them. Just sit there, you know, find out what they're going through. And, like I said, don't judge. Then you stay with them, you know, don't leave them in a room by themselves. Make sure there's a caring individual there with you if you do have to leave and step out and call somebody. Also, you would need to remove any objects that could potentially be a threat. This would include phone cords, any kind of electronic cord as well, pens, sharp objects, things like that. That is probably one of the most important steps. And then if they're in immediate danger, call 911 or the campus police for assistance.
Extremely useful information. Kristen, can't thank you enough. We really appreciate you spending some time with us on this week's show, and just keep up the wonderful work.
Thank you for having me.
Just want to remind you that if you need someone, the Northeast Counseling Center is always available in Ramsey Hall during normal business hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and until noon on Friday. But if you need to talk to someone about thoughts of suicide, the National Suicide Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. It's a private call, and you don't have to tell anyone that you made the call, and always know that you are not alone and that someone is always there who wants to talk. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Our next guest is Iviana Smith. She's a freshman from Ripley. She's a psychology major here. And first of all, Iviana, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Well, we love having you here, and you've got a very courageous story to tell us here on this week's show, and it all has to do with what we talked about with Kristen Wesson in our first segment here today, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Talk a little bit about your story.
Well, when I was about in sixth grade, I started feeling really down about myself. I thought that I wasn't good enough. It got so bad that I thought about committing suicide. And I really wanted to just end it all. I felt I was so alone. I had no one to talk to, or at least I felt like nobody understood me. But one of my church ladies, she, during Wednesday night, she told us to ask God what was our purpose in life, and he told me to inspire. But I never really knew what he really meant for me to do. I was like, okay, I can do that. But he had to take me through something that really broke me down that now helps build me up.
It sure does. I just appreciate your courage to talk about this. Let's take it one step further. What's your message to your peers out there? If you can relay some key points, what would be your message?
My message was to be, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk about it. Find someone that you really, truly trust, because someone loves you and someone cares about you and you feel like no one else does. I do. I care, and you can find me on social media. Get my number for anybody. I will talk to you any time of the morning, day, night. I will be there for you.
That's neat. Full of encouragement. And speaking of encouraging, I like the fact that you're a psychology major. What would be your dream job when you get done with your education?
I want to be a child psychologist. I want to help other children get through what I got through, because I feel like nobody should ever go through that ever again.
No. Well, we can't thank you enough for your time, and we appreciate all your efforts, and good luck with everything. I know you just got one month under your belt here at Northeast. How has the experience been so far for you here as a Tiger?
At first, I was very nervous, but now I'm very comfortable. I'm getting involved with things, and I'm just really happy.
Well, we're happy that you're part of the Northeast family.
Thank you.
Just a reminder that the Northeast Counseling Center is always available in Ramsey Hall during normal business hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday until noon on Friday. But if you need to talk to someone about thoughts of suicide, the National Suicide Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. And with that, we will put a wrap on this week's show. If you're looking for our calendar of events, we've got another podcast that we have produced this week for that. But for Michael Miller, we appreciate all that he does each week behind the scenes. For Kristen Wesson, for Iviana Smith, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.